Holding strong at number one in the Billboard 200 chart for the third week in a row is a 21-year-old R&B singer named Ashanti. Here's what's remarkable. This is Ashanti's debut album. She has no track record as a solo artist, yet she has edged out established divas like Celine Dion and Bonnie Raitt, who also just released new albums.
Here to talk about Ashanti, as well as other notable hits and misses in the pop world, are Tom Moon, music critic at the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Meredith Oakes, a music reviewer in New York. Tom, can I start with you? How does this work? How does someone like Ashanti debut at number one?
It's no accident. Often you'll see a label work very hard at pairing them with already successful artists. So basically they get an introduction and a little bit of the cachet of whoever the well-known artist is, a Ja Rule, say, will rub off on the new artist. And that certainly happened with Ashanti.
Baby, I don't know why you're treating me so bad. You said you love me, no one above me, and I was all you had. And all my heart is beating for you, I can't stop crying. I don't know how I allow you to treat me this way, and still I stay. See, my days are cold without you.
Tom, do you think she holds her own as a solo artist?
Yeah, she does. The record lines up with all that neo-soul R&B that's happening right now. There's nothing tremendously innovative about it, but she can sing. Her lyrics are very much in the line of, I loved you, you left me, or baby, your love is so great. But I think she's got something, and I hope that she sort of outgrows that and becomes a little bit more of an individual.
Talk about a couple of other one-named female artists making waves on the charts, Kylie and Pink. So, well, start with Kylie, and let's hear a little bit of it. What is this Kylie Minogue hit?
It's a song called Can't Get You Out of My Head, and that little wordless vocal thing is, in fact, I can't get out of my head. I think a lot of people have that reaction. She's Australian. She's been around for a long time. She had some sort of a career in the 80s as a teen idol, and this is her first record in a long time. I think, given what's on the charts right now, and that may sound like grading on a sliding scale, but this is one of three or four really well-crafted songs on her record. All the songs on that record don't just stay in one sort of groove. They don't vamp endlessly. There's a lot of restraint in her voice. She doesn't, like, hit you over the head. And as does this other enormously popular artist right now named Pink. With Pink, it's the same thing from start to finish. So, Tom, why doesn't Get This Party Started stay in your head as long as Can't Get You Out of My Head? It has to do with repetition, but for some reason, Pink, it's just too much of the sledgehammer and not enough of the feather. And I think Kylie, she doesn't sing like Al Green, but she understands how Al Green sang and how to be persuasive like that a little bit. Pink has no subtlety in her whatsoever.
Meredith Oakes, let's bring you in here to talk about something completely different, wrestling. And rock. There are two wrestling records in the top 20 right now. We've got the soundtrack to The Scorpion King, and it stars, of course, The Rock. Let's hear a little bit of this soundtrack. Well, I guess if I was to pick a sport that would go with this music, it would be wrestling. But let me ask you, do wrestling fans buy this music because of the music, or do they buy it because it's associated with The Rock?
This is a prequel to The Mummy, actually. And they call it an action franchise. You know, it's not even an action movie anymore. It's just clearly about selling stuff. And probably anything that The Rock's face is on, kids will buy.
Let's turn to an album that everyone has been talking about and everybody has heard about by now. It's been on the charts for 68 weeks now. That's pretty incredible. It's the soundtrack to the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, starring George Clooney. Tom, bring you back in here. What's the secret of this soundtrack's longevity?
Older record buyers.
Really?
Yeah. And the earnestness of the music, certainly. The music itself is tremendous. And in the same way that the wrestling people have figured out how to make franchises, I think the Oh Brother people have done the same thing. Since that record, there have been a couple of enormously successful tours. There's another one that's coming this summer. And subsequent records, including a live record called Down from the Mountain, which is tremendous and some people think is better than the original movie soundtrack. It appeals to people because it is so unvarnished and so completely genuine on a musical level.
Meredith Oakes, what about your thoughts here? We've got folk music in the charts for 68 weeks.
I think it's great, but I think it was more driven by the fact that the movie was so popular first. And it's marketed to an often forgotten segment of the population, these aging record buyers, people who market the Scorpion King soundtrack only care about a very young demographic, you know, young males like age 12 to 24. So it's nice to see that it's kind of nice to be marketed to, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. This is maybe the one case where it is that's the case.
Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Moon, music critic at the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Meredith Oakes, a music reviewer in New York.